Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
Chapel Roan, that's a very unusual name, but not as unusual as Quishock. Quishock Connolly has joined us in the studio again. Hi, Quishock.
Hello.
How are you doing? Thanks for the news and all that this morning, but I want to talk about your name again, because last Thursday we had somebody who said, Quishock, that they named their child after you and after your name, found it very interesting. So it's C-A-O-I-M-H-S-E-A-C-H.
That's it. Yeah. 11 letters.
11 letters.
It's like an alphabet.
So you wouldn't be able to get that score in Countdown. It would be too many letters in there, definitely.
That's it.
But we've had another one now. This is it. So this is turning into, you know, a movement almost, you know. It's amazing. Hi, Eno, Quishock and team. We were celebrating our little girl's second birthday over the weekend, and it came up in the conversation that Quishock Connolly was thrilled to find out last Thursday that there was another Quishock in the world. Well, we also named our little girl. So I've got Pa on the line here. Hello, Pa. How's it going?
Hey, Eno. How's it going?
Very good. So Pa is Pa by, you're the dad as well, yeah.
Correct.
Oh, very good. Okay. But you're also, your name is also Pórraig, isn't that right?
No, son. My son is Pórraig.
Son is Pórraig. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. So you're just Pa. So what's Pa?
Patrick, originally.
Patrick, yeah. Very good. Yeah. So Quishock is here with me as well.
Hi, Quishock. Pa.
Hey, Quishock. How are you?
I'm good.
So what was it drew you to it? Was it the beautiful tones coming from Quishock's voice in the mornings, or what was it?
Yeah, something along those lines, you know. We had Pórraig and Éivín were the twins, so we were sticking with the Irish names after that.
Yeah.
And we were racking our brains for a while, and then I came home one day, obviously an avid Today FM listener, and came home one day and mentioned it to herself, and she loved us. So my wife Jean, she loved us, and Quishock stuck. Everybody loves it now.
It is a beautiful name, Quishock. I'm not just saying that because you're here.
She'll be forever spelling it.
Yeah, I know.
Forever and a day spelling that name.
I was trying to work out whether there was an easier way to spell it, but you'd have to go Q-U-E.
When I was in school, if on the roll they had it spelled phonetically, and if there was like a gap, say if there was like a new teacher or something and there was like a gap when they were calling out the roll, people would just start going Quishock because they knew Quishock, but they had to phonetically spell it.
And how's your Quishock getting on, Pa? Good?
She's great, we had her second birthday party there on Saturday, but her actual birthday is today.
Happy birthday Quishock. And then you've got Pórraig and Éivín and Seodín, is that the other one?
Seodín, yeah. Seodín. Little jewel.
That's a lovely name.
Beautiful.
Do you know what Quishock means, by the way?
I think it's, so my dad, I think, found it in a book, and I think it was like an old queen, but it means beautiful dark one, because I was born really dark hair.
Beautiful dark one.
Yes.
Very good. So now, did you know that, Pa?
We didn't. We thought it was beautiful girl, but we knew it was beautiful anyway, you know.
Beautiful. Quishock. It also says here, you love the show, keep up the good work. Oh, thank you very much, Pa. Very good. Listen, it's great, and send our greetings to Quishock O'Shaughnessy, and all the family down there as well, and Jean. Jean hasn't Irishized her name yet, no?
No.
Is there an Irish version of Jean?
Sinead.
Okay. All right. Sinead. Very good. All right. Listen, thank you very much for that. Happy birthday, Quishock. Shauna's here in studio with us with your showbiz news. Shauna, how's it going?
How are you? How's it going?
Very good.
Good.
What do you think of the tone of this here now from Joanne?
Right.
She says, please ask Ian to give all five waffle answers at the end, not just the ones that the caller doesn't get.
Fair point, Joanne.
That's fairly firm, doesn't
it?
She
is firm.
Now?
Firm but fair, maybe, some would say.
Okay, Joanne, it's very hard to tell with text when somebody sends a text what the tone
you
is.
You need an emoji sometimes to break the mood.
Please ask you to give all five waffle answers at the end, not just the ones that the caller doesn't get.
Laughy face emoji.
Anyway, famous TV pubs it was today, and it was McCoy's.
Yeah,
Fair City.
Yeah.
Okay. The Rovers Return.
Curry.
The Queen Vic.
EastEnders,
The Woolpack.
Emmerdale.
Yeah. Moe's.
The Simpsons.
Simpsons. Very good. Okay, so there you go, Joanne. I hope you're happy with that. I will try and do that in future.
Hope you're happy with that. Okay.
Right, so Treasures Ireland update, location, all that kind of business, where it's going to be,
So there'd be loads of speculation around the Treasures Ireland and where it might be filmed, but RTE have confirmed that an iconic Irish landmark was chosen, and that is the one and only Slane Castle in County Meath.
Yeah.
Perfect location, because because it looks the part, but it also has the rock and roll history, the bit of showbiz to it.
Bit of edge to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I could see a drone shot coming in, you know, to say this is where the action is happening. Yeah.
So actually filming has concluded, which I didn't realise that it even really begun.
So
it's done and dusted.
It's in the can, as they say.
It's in the can, and it will be on screens later this year. There's still no date. All we know is that it's going to be hosted by Siobhan McSweeney and that the contestants are going to be playing for €50,000.
So the contestants, all contestants, have you watched it?
I have watched it. So the contestants' numbers changes every year. Sometimes it's 13, sometimes it's 14, sometimes they bring in a few more, kind of as a surprise.
Yeah, so there are a number of people out there who have been in this and know the outcome, so they're probably sworn to secrecy now as well.
Absolutely, NDAs coming out the yin-yang, they've been signed and sealed,
So. NDAs coming out the yin-yang. It's like Tony Fenton is back with it in the room. Okay, so that's it. So that's coming out later this
later
year.
Later this year, no date yet.
Traitors Ireland, looking forward to that. I've never seen an episode
it's
of Traitors.
Great. And you're going to enjoy it, I know you will.
And I will get into it for this one because I want to... I'd love to know because everybody, every single person that has watched us from all, you know, different ages, different, you know, parts of the world and whatever, they love it.
It's just very entertaining.
Okay. All right. And then White Lotus, that concluded the, it was available from yesterday. Yep. I watched the final episode of it.
Did you? I did.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So the White Lotus director claps back.
Yeah. So after quite a long build up, season three of the White Lotus has come to an end. And some people feel a little bit dissatisfied with the end. And to be fair, some
people, exactly.
But some people have also found the whole season to be a little bit annoying.
Yes.
And the director, Mike White, has hit back at critics of the show and he says, and I'm going to paraphrase him, if you don't like my clothes, get out of my wardrobe, kind of a thing. You know, if you're not into it, just switch it off. But there's plenty of people who are, basically. So he seems to have, I think, the right attitude to it all. And his response to people who have accused the show of having no plot is that it's just the vibe and the very slow build-up was intended. And to him, he was building a world. And I actually agree. I loved it.
I know some people didn't. I know it was slow paced compared to the previous two seasons because there was a lot of seemed to be more kind of comedy in the other ones or something.
Yes.
There seemed to be more a little more slapstick. So maybe they tried to get a bit more dramatic and atmospheric.
There was definitely
this
a vibe this time.
Now,
a vibe.
I have to say, I think the last episode was pretty good.
It was very good.
There's a lot going on there.
Oh my god!
A lot of surprises.
A lot of surprises.
A lot of twists.
Many twists.
You know what I mean?
So many things happening. So, trying to keep up with it all.
You know, if you are one of those people who've decided, you know, that they're maybe aren't going to bother with the final one, do.
Do.
And it all kind of comes together.
And I'm not going to say anything.
Yes,
I'm going to say
please.
But I was right. My theory. Do you remember I said it to you last week?
What?
No, I'll tell you after.
It's a spoiler. Okay, say not. I've got my five keywords. I've also got my topic. All I need now is a caller on the line. A big pickleball fan, apparently. Oliver Jennings in Dublin. Hi, Oliver. How's it going?
Good morning, Ian.
Are you well?
I'm very good, actually.
You sound very calm, actually.
Yes.
Okay, see, I believe you know a lot about sport.
I hope so. Like, it all depends on the topic.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes, you know, your brain starts playing tricks on you as well. But anyway, Oliver, let's not go there. Let's just keep it simple. Tell us about pickleball. What's that? How do you play that? What's that all about?
Yeah, pickleball. I guess it's a hybrid sport, kind of like a little bit like tennis, badminton, table tennis. It's a mixture of those.
Oh, right. Okay.
Primarily played in indoor courts in Ireland.
Is that is that the same as paddle?
Very similar to paddle. It's very similar.
What's the difference between paddle and pickleball?
Well, paddle is played inside a walled court, so there's glass walls on it. Where pickleball is actually just played on a traditional badminton court.
Right,
it's the same size.
Outdoors type of thing, yeah?
Outdoors in America, but obviously whether in Ireland it's more of an indoor. We play indoors in... I run the club in Turnure.
Very good.
So, in Our Lady's School in Turnure.
Our Lady's School in Turnure. Good on them. Yeah. Very good. Okay, Oliver, is he all set to go with this?
Yeah, we'll give it a go. Sure.
Give it a go, so you might as well. Okay. I'm just about to reveal. So, we're actually going to the south of the country, to Cork for this, okay? So, let's...
Today's waffle topic is...
Famous Cork hurlers.
John Fenton, Jimmy Barry Murphy, Sean O'Gohalpin, Sedanto O'Gohalpin, Joe Dean, What's the guy? Is it Hogan or Hogan? That guy now? Patrick Hogan?
Yeah. Okay, we'll give you that.
How many is that?
That's you need two more to go. Oh, sorry. You are laid back.
No, I
shouldn't
know.
Now, I don't know very much about hurling, but I think this guy would be regarded in Cork as the greatest of all time. Christy Ring.
Yeah.
And Brian Corcoran. Anyway, listen, not to worry. Oliver, fair play to you. You're a very calm person. The pickleball must be working for you in some way.
I don't know. I'm sure the guys in the club wouldn't say that. But
Oliver, pleasure talking to you. Thanks a million. Have a good week. Cheers. Good luck.
See you.
Bye bye. There you go. Oliver Jennings in Dublin. And we had Jimmy Barry Murphy, Patrick Horgan, Christy Ring, Brian Corcoran, and Sean Og O'Halpin for famous Cork hurlers.
And yesterday's game between Sale and Toulouse was delayed after a paratrooper got caught in the stadium's roof. So the BBC is reporting that two parachutists were delivering the rugby ball on the pitch. So they landed safely at the Stade de Toulouse. But their colleague went off course and then basically almost crashed into the roof. And then he was dangling for about half an hour before he was rescued by the fire brigade.
Poor man. God, yeah. Love him. There's no business like show business, is there? I mean, like, they just wanted to have an effect there and a kind of an awesome thing for everybody to look at. And do you know the result of the match? Do you know how
it finished? Toulouse 38.
Oh, very good.
Sale 15.
15, right. So yeah. A win for Toulouse.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Very good. But he's okay anyway, is he?
He's okay, yeah. And then there's a big crowd cheering because I've seen some videos of it and the fire brigade are going up on this cherry picker that just keeps going. It just went all the way up and then there was a massive cheer and celebration after he was saved.
A memorable game. Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today FM.